Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Series 3 of the Magic
Fuck
Sponge.
Fuck off, Rob, you...
Oh, Jimmy Bellard there. And Ian Smith.
I'm still laughing at that as an introduction.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
You bleeped it anyway. Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, really good, yeah.
Legend
fabulous.
Of a guest today, Steve Claridge.
No. When you say exciting and he goes, really good, that weren't really good, was it?
No,
was not excited and that wasn't really good.
I was like, Steve's back in here again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited,
the
Steve.
The ubiquitous Steve Claridge again. Yeah,
no, cheers, Steve. I was going to say that again. I'm really excited.
That's better. We can start
everyone
now.
Loves you, Steve.
Fantastic. I'm not sure that's true.
Every football fan loves Steve Claridge.
Yeah.
Show me a man that don't like Steve Claridge.
There is a man.
Chuffed to bits to be looked after by you lot as well today. Not a call, not a direction, nothing from no one. I ain't had a bottle of water, I ain't had nothing.
Do you offer him a coffee, Sam?
Glass of warm water.
Obviously, ultra professional.
Do you want
this gig.
Some flapjacks, eh?
I was too late now. Look at me.
What?
Do I look like I eat flapjacks?
I know you've got
stick them where the sun don't shine, mate.
I've got to say, I've
on
seen
your bike.
This has been more lively than the whole hour we had with Joe Jordan.
Hold on, firstly, for half an hour, am I the star?
You are,
yeah. Right, so why are they talking to each other? It's just you giving me attention. I need the attention from everyone, all right? Not just
the Steve Courage meltdown.
All right, okay.
No, I don't get a lot of attention.
No, you don't,
I've not been on the jungle, have I? I haven't been on Strictly, all that bollocks.
Right, focus.
Okay, thank Steve, you. What do you want us to talk about?
What?
What do you want us to talk about? What do you want us to chat about?
No. I was told it will all be there for me, laid out.
All right, okay. Cool, fair
script
enough.
Would be there.
Oh,
no,
okay, cool. So you just want questions.
Look, you lead, I follow.
Okay, how many times you wank a day?
Well,
thinking about it.
I'm not sure who that depends.
You're not happy about that one? Next one, how big's your cock? What's the cum of the courage
like? I've put on 2 inches around my tummy and I can't see an awful lot, so that just gives you an idea.
I'll keep the flapjacks away from you.
Yeah.
Steve, we're very excited to have you on. One of my friends is a Millwall fan and he absolutely loves you.
Yeah, no,
and he's told me a story that when Millwall played Birmingham in a playoff game...
Can I just say, this will make a change if it's fucking true. I've never had a story yet that's been true about
really?
Me. I'm sure you're the same, Jim.
Right, well, yeah, let's go for it.
It might be an element, but it won't be a whole truth. I can promise you in this.
Once you talked about a donut, didn't you, in half-time of a UEFA Cup game. Do you remember that?
Sorry?
This happened with my brothers watching like a game, and you went to the co-commentator, I had a donut earlier, innit? And it was around without an hole in, and there was no jam in it. You said that live on
air. I was commentating,
you
of
was
course.
Commentating,
yeah,
wasn't on football, yeah. But you were still talking about a donut.
Yes, yes, that would have been so something.
I've lost
basically,
this
as a player,
this has started off
how?
So
I'm
mad.
Not, chaos. Jim, I'm not being silly, mate, but I don't feel like I'm getting a lot of help. Where did that come from,
well,
mate?
No, I'm talking about stories about you. Right, let's forget about the donut.
Do the Millwall one first.
Do the Millwall one. No, let me sort the donut one out.
He went from Millwall to a donut.
Right,
no, actually, we went from fucking one donut to another, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I'm first, Joe.
Come on. Come on, this should be seamless.
Right, Steve, I can't
can we stick to the plan,
Steve?
Please?
Steve,
this is bogus.
Millwall, so we're not going.
Now we're back to Millwall. I want to know if we're on the donut or the Millwall.
Right, Steve. Right, first things first. Last week we spoke to Joe Jordan, who smiled twice in an hour. I can't deal with this level of banter. I'm losing my mind here.
Well, you should have had something between me and Joe.
Exactly.
You?
We should have middle, middle ground.
Extreme,
get
another,
castle
mate.
Dining God. To temper it. Claridge. Donut thing was, he was commenting on a game, the players were coming out, and you
look
said...
Look at it again! What's it to Jim?
Jim! Oh, my God.
Please, mate. Jim, come on.
Jim,
just come on.
This ain't making
mate, look, I know when I'm struggling, when I'm asking Jimmy Bullard just for an element of professionalism. Okay. That's when I'm struggling.
Okay, do you want the Millwall? Let's do the Millwall story.
Please! Please!
Millwall! Let's do the Millwall story.
Okay, right. Millwall playing Birmingham in the play.
Don't rush your words, because you can't get them out properly, can you?
At least I'm not
going to
talk about donut halfway through.
Who's saying the Millwall?
Right, I'll do the Millwall story.
Yeah, let's do the Millwall story. But I just want to tell you about a brioche I had earlier this morning.
Right, Millwall story. Millwall playing Birmingham in the playoffs.
Go on,
right?
Rob. Oh,
and then at Birmingham, and then it all kicked off
at
properly.
Birmingham.
At Birmingham. So there's all riots outside the ground.
No,
everyone's fighting.
This
was at Millwall. You don't know what the rest of the story is, do you?
Well, I know that you've got that bit fucking wrong. I know that for a start. So
okay, it was either at Millwall or Birmingham. There's been a playoff game, right? And it's all kicked off afterwards, right?
That
massive riots,
at
right?
Millwall.
At Millwall, okay. Yeah, in your opinion, this is like serial now, isn't it? It's like,
you know, like, I was actually there, and you fucking weren't.
Well,
so
you might not be if you weren't true. You're getting on my fucking nerves, Claridge.
It's fine. All right, because I want to do it right, and obviously you are prepared just to throw the shit against. We'll see what sticks.
Well,
right, I want
to
do what's right.
You listened to the podcast before, yes?
Was at Millwall.
Yeah, okay, it was at Millwall. Right, this is the story. Was right. You come out the ground, they're all fighting, right? And there's riot police and all that. And then you come out the ground and everyone sees it's you and they stop fighting and the crowd parts and you walk through it with a backpack and get in a shit old car and drive off.
No, that isn't strictly true. That isn't strictly true.
That was the story,
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It wasn't that night.
It was a Bentley.
Okay, no. I'll tell you what it was. It was the first day I got there and they had Tottenham in a friendly.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was Neil Harris's testimonial, yeah. Whatever. Right, there's 22,000. It's proper packed. Tottenham brought a good crew down. So I'm injured.
Yeah.
So I leave 5 minutes before the end. Okay.
Yeah.
As I'm going through the car park, it's about 3,000 or 4,000 Millwall all left early to go around the other side to try and get at the Tottenham.
Yeah.
So as I've bowled out, they've all rushed past me. I just tapped one of them on the shoulder. I said, what's going on? He went, oh, we're going around the other side to have it with the Tottenham. He went, you coming? Now, first day, Millwall, I don't want to lose face, do I? Fucking hell, what was I here? You coming? I went, no. I said, knee's a bit playing me up. I said, you know, I'll be there, you know I would, but the knee's been funny. I've got to ship off. Oh, fucking, what an introduction that is. That was my first day at Millwall, and let me tell you, it didn't let me down after that. It's
really?
Marvellous, my fantastic time.
So semi-true, wasn't it?
It was semi-true. Yeah, you just got the time, the game, and the vicinity wrong. But apart from that, spot on.
Did you have a donut?
I had no donuts.
Fair enough, good to know. We've got a quiz for you now as well, Ian.
Yep.
Have we got a quiz for the Claridge?
Yeah.
That was early, wasn't it?
Well, the quiz.
Quiz. To bring this in, last podcast I did, they asked me much more and got onto the quiz at the end. It was much better.
This is
breaking up a little bit. We had a flow
that's
going
on.
We had a flow.
All right,
Steve. Yeah?
We do things how we want
to
do it.
All right, okay. All right, sorry, let's go back to the flow. 22 different clubs.
Yep.
Starting at Fareham Town.
Indeed, fucking hell.
Finishing at Gosport Borough. Did you make those clubs up, or do they do this?
No, they do.
Gosport Borough. Where are they in the country?
They are down on the south coast, mate. Yeah,
a bunch of singers.
Conference South, mate. If you knew your football, you'd know where they are.
Well, it's not in the football, is it? Really, that's sort of
what, Conference South.
I can't know all those teams, mate. Gosport Borough.
All right,
you was 43.
I was
finished.
You was 45.
Nearly 45.
I had another game. Obviously, you were doing really well then.
I know. You played at all levels of English football in over 1,000 professional/semi-professional matches.
You're going to tell me something I don't know? We're just going to go over old ground.
Oh, well, I could just lie.
This is going to...
Well, no, but you're telling me something. It's boring the shit out of me, mate. Oh, my life. I know all this.
Oh, God.
This have I come up? Well, you're going to tell me something.
I'm going to give you this quiz about you.
Oh, you can shut up.
And we'll see how much you know.
Fucking quiz.
I'm not going to shut up.
All your interest is that what he's here for?
Tell him.
He gets grief, don't you, Ian?
Yeah, I do get grief from Twitter and stuff. People having a go at me.
I can't imagine why.
We've got a review. We've got good reviews. This is the most popular podcast in the country.
We haven't got a good review, mate.
It is, mate.
I did a much better one. The other day, I did a much better one.
Rob Fort is the
Welsh.
Let me tell you. Rob Fort is the best in the world.
Clarence, right, this is a big dog podcast, mate. We're changing lives here, aren't we?
We are.
You're not fucking changing mine. I know that.
Anyway. Right, we've got a quiz for you. Because if you know these
things. What's the quiz about? What is it about?
It's about you.
Go on, then. I won't know this. I've got terrible memories.
I feel like you and Ian aren't getting along that well.
I ain't taking to him, I've got to say.
But, yeah. What do you
not
think of his
not exactly. He don't seem like my sort of fella, mate.
What's your sort of fella?
Yeah, what's your sort
tall,
of fella?
Tall, dark, handsome.
A bit of a geezer, you know what I mean?
You're a bit rough, do you?
Well, someone who's, you know, looks like he can handle himself in a, you know, he couldn't handle himself.
Hey, Clarence, listen. Sam, the producer, go get someone from the office, bring them in here, and I'll fuck them up.
And I'll tell you what.
Just pick someone from the office.
Not a little one, right?
Pick the biggest fucker.
Get Joe Jordan back.
But can we genuinely go find some big fucker in the office, bring him in here and say Ian Smith.
He can't even do that properly. He's not even convinced to say
you.
Let's do this.
How many goals have you scored in your career?
334.
Yep.
Is he right?
I've got 255.
Yeah, that's in the league.
League.
That's not cup.
So what, is this like goals and Sunday league as well?
No, it's not goals, Sunday league.
Goals, father side.
Total goals.
Tuesday and Shoreditch.
That's right, for league goals.
League goals. Shit, how many goals have you scored in your career?
Yeah, to be fair,
did he say league goals?
No, he didn't.
No, exactly.
I didn't.
Yeah, so you were right.
I'm going to do a quiz, and you're not actually asking the question that I'm supposed to answer.
They don't have to be
right. How many league goals? That was difficult, wasn't it?
Very.
That was difficult. How many league goals have you scored?
In your career, how much have you cost in combined transfer fees?
I've no idea. About 3 million, I think. Three and a half.
You've got 2 million, 2.6 million, and for a bonus point, is that more or less than the world's most expensive bra?
What's the bonus?
You get flapjack.
Flapjack.
I didn't want the flapjack, first of all.
Do you want another glass of warm water?
No, fine.
Is a bit of toast.
That mouldy toast over there that's been used and half hacked about by you.
Yeah, that one.
Fucking, that's seen. Hey, let me tell you, that's had your teeth in it, mate. No. What was the question again?
Have you cost more or less than the world's most expensive bra?
Well, obviously, it would be less, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you've asked me the question.
8.5 million for a bra.
Well, that's it.
What's in that bra?
A ripper.
Nice. 7 million.
Diamonds and shit. A nice pair of tits. But what's in that bra?
They're just diamonds and stuff, anyway. Okay. What about you, Jimmy? Do you think you cost more or less than the world's most expensive bra?
I haven't cost more than 8 million, though.
No, 7.8. Not
really?
Bad.
That's good.
Yeah. This will be a tough one.
Yeah.
So this is, how well do you know your squad? And
Which squad?
This could be wrong as well.
Which one?
Well, if you let me ask the question.
Okay.
You've currently got two Welsh players playing for Salisbury Town. But can you name them?
And you're the manager and co-owner, so you should know these players. Do their contracts and see them every day.
Callum Hart, yeah.
So as the manager, Steve, let's get it right. You are the manager and owner of Salisbury, and we're asking to know the two Welsh players, and you know one, but you don't know the player you employ and you manage.
Neither of them have Welsh accents. Neither of them live in Wales. Neither of them have come from Wales. These are, should we say,
phantom Welsh,
long lost relatives of Welsh people. There is a slight difference.
So they weren't born in Wales.
Well, they certainly don't live there. And
all right, so yeah, but I'm in Hammersmith. That doesn't mean.
This is aggressive podcast, isn't it?
It's tough, I like it. It's just got frost off.
I do feel incredibly under pressure. I wasn't expecting this.
You've given us grief for questions.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Oh, now we've got a good question. He's shitting out.
Let me just think.
Shitting himself over there. He's wearing a Salisbury jacket.
This very quickly. If you don't put me under pressure and you let me think, I will give you an answer. Okay?
Yeah, go
on. All right, go then. So you've got one.
I'd say even include people who might have been there a season ago, because who knows if this is up to date.
Oh, that's ridiculous. There was nobody there a season ago. We were liquidated. So that is bollocks. <isn't it? laughs> That's absolute bollocks.
Well, who's the second worst player then?
Nathan Bohr.
No. George... Colson.
George Colson from the Isle of Wight? You've got the wrong fucking island, mate. China White, not Wales.
The wrong island. Definitely not Wales, is
well,
it?
Well, whatever. The wrong country. Whatever. You've got an island and a country mixed
so
up.
So you say he's not from
you.
Wales, Steve?
Never.
He's not from Wales.
No.
No, well, that's Wikipedia's bad. I apologise.
No. George Colson's from the Isle of Wight. He was born on the Isle of Wight.
You have to do your own work a little bit better.
He's born in God's Hill on the Isle of Wight.
You can't just trust Wikipedia.
How do you know where he's born? But you can know
well, you just asked me if he. I'm telling you now he's born in God's Hill on the Isle of Wight.
Where's God's Hill?
On the Isle of Wight.
So how do you know exactly where he was born? Or a minute
because
ago,
because I used to pick him up from the ferry.
How young
and take
are your
him
players?
To Salisbury. So
the last
do you live in the Isle of Wight?
It's the shittiest quiz
where
I've ever
live?
Done.
Where do you live?
No, it's the best quiz you've ever done, mate.
Between Pompey and Southampton, which isn't far from the Portsmouth ferry.
New Forest.
Not far from the New Forest.
No,
you don't
it.
Fucking know. You're saying everywhere bar where I live. So right. Forget
New
about
Forest,
it.
New Forest is
that's between Pompey and Southampton.
They're going to bring you back. They're horses, don't they, in New Forest?
That's quite correct, yeah. They're
you,
wild
you
horses.
You played for Weymouth 3 times. Can
is
you...
he still going?
Yeah, it's the last question.
I thought we finished.
Well,
that's turned off by now. I'm telling you, you might
just
be number one, Jim, before this one, mate.
No.
I'm telling you,
wait,
after this one.
This one, keep it out of it.
I'm not part of that relegation.
On the one after this.
I'm not part
don't
of that relegation.
Us as well, Clarence.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
right,
what's
I'll do this,
this one?
As quick as possible so it's over. You play for Weymouth 3 times, but what's their mascot called?
Wow, well, oh, come on. Oh, look.
You played there 3 times.
Yeah, it was ages ago, wasn't it?
The mascot ain't changed, mate.
The Terrors, nickname, be the Terrors. No idea.
Ivan the Terrible. He's a bull, and the nickname's the Terrors, so, you know, they've just
Terrible.
Merged that together, haven't they?
Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah.
It's a pun. Okay. It's a pun.
No,
on the,
I got that. It's the way he tells them, mate.
He's a stand-up as well.
This is my football question. As football players, do you give a shit about the club mascots? Do they like hang out with the players and stuff like that? Or are they just like some weirdo in a costume?
I can honestly say I've met one of the mascots when I played at Peterborough. He's a bit of a nerdy fella underneath the costume. Yeah. But apart from that, I don't think I've ever met one of the club's mascots.
Yeah.
I don't really ever take the costumes off.
Sometimes when they get involved
off,
in a celebration, are you a bit like fuck off, mate? You're in a costume.
Did you see the eagle at Crystal Palace when you was there?
I was there for a month.
2 days it's got down there.
2 days.
Yeah.
Well, I
but he's
I troubled
just part
the
of the club, isn't he?
Was that?
I couldn't
just
get up the A3, mate. So 2 days.
Why did you leave Crystal Palace?
Why? Shall I tell you why?
Yeah.
Alan Smith. Remember Alan Smith?
Yeah.
Gold chain.
Gold chain.
I'll get on right.
Well, the one that commentator
used to wear.
Used to
let
play
me tell
you.
Yeah,
and a
Rolex. Used to be a property developer. Right.
And if you think Phil Brown loves a sunbed, this boy loves
who's Alan Smith?
Alan Smith. He's actually an agent now. I go out now, but he was youth team manager.
His nickname's Mahogany.
Right. So, yeah. I'm driving up the A3. There's roadworks on the A3. Yeah. Getting into Palace was a nightmare anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I had a particularly bad night. We're playing at the ground.
Classic.
I've had a real training ground on the ground. So and this is why I say if you let me finish, then you'll
see.
All right,
go ahead, sorry, carry on. Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're playing at the ground.
Yeah, no, I've done that the other week.
One thing you can't do is turn up late for a game.
Yeah.
Jimmy will tell you that, okay? Right. Unfortunately, I've hit traffic. I can't get up there. Not it's notorious getting a Palace anyway from the south. So I've got there half an hour late. So he immediately drops me, finds me 2 weeks' wages, drops me, blah de blah de blah. And puts me on the bench. 2 weeks later, we're playing at the ground, and John Sulaco turns up at the same time as me because he thought the game was at the training ground.
Yeah.
He welcomes him into the fold, get changed, John, and John plays.
Oh, that's not fair, is it?
Oh, so God. That's why I only stayed a month at Palace.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't doing it right and you ain't giving everyone a level playing field, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I've got a similar story.
Go on.
I was at Ipswich, Paul Jewell, me and Chops went on a 2-day bender.
Michael Chopra?
Yeah. We both come back in.
Only 2 days?
Yeah, I was only a day late to training. Come in, I come running on the pitch. He went, you're a fucking day late. Get over there. Paul George is the manager. Yeah. So he sent me and Chops over the far side. And come back in, he goes, what I'm going to do, I'm going to suspend you and I'm going to fine Chops. Hang on a fucking minute. Done the same... What would you call it?
Crime.
Yeah. Done the same crime. You've done the same thing. We've done the same thing. How comes we don't get the same punishment?
Yeah.
He's gone, he took ages to think, and I thought, I know what it is. Obviously, is this the same time as you? Was you playing at Palace when this happened? Right, exactly right. I wasn't playing at Ipswich, so it makes sense now.
Yeah,
and John Slater's a player. Michael Chopp was a goal scorer. And I thought, right, hang on a minute. I've been here before. You basically going to let Chop stay at the club and play because you fucking need him. Because you don't need me, you're going to take the easy decision and give me the old swerve ball. So I'm not wearing it. He said, well, you fucking are because I'm manager. So he fingered me. And so I tell you the reason why he give Chops that. He said, the reason why I find him, Jim, is because he's a gambler. That's what he said to me. I said, hang on a fucking minute. I'm a gambler.
I'm a drinker.
I'm a gambler, yeah. I said, if that's the case, then
I'm going to be like,
all of
it.
That's exactly what I said. And he was looking at me going, no, you don't. You're lying. I said, no, I'm not. Just because he can go GA and he fucking has, don't make him right. But that's a true story, yeah. So he binned me. A bit of a shit story, but
no,
yeah. He binned me. I was 2 weeks suspension and that.
But Chopra was terrible for gambling, wasn't he? People used to come to the ground, did you say?
Fucking, this is classic. He went GA with PFA and all that, whatever they do. And
Gamblers Anonymous, is that?
Yeah, yeah. And he went, they took the third day in, they'd done a pool session with him, like a swimming pool session, put him in a pool, and they take you down, apparently, with all this diving stuff and bottom of the pool to meditate. I don't know. That's how he put it to me. He phoned me the third day, he goes, I'm all better now. I'm like, what the fuck are you on about? I said, how are you all better? So I used to stay around his place. So Friday night, we've got a game on a Saturday. I'm in bed, and where you're hydrated, I've gone to piss 4 o'clock in the morning. He's on his sofa watching Channel 4 racing on a Friday night. I'm like, he's got the remote, he's flicking it about, he's gone, because he didn't want me to know what
to see. That's a little bit when you watch a dirty film.
I said,
I don't like horses.
I said, what are you panicking over? He went, oh, no, what it is, I'm not watching it. My mate just phoned me up for a price. I said, what, 4 o'clock in the fucking morning?
You was at Millwall, managed Millwall? 36
no,
days?
I didn't manage Millwall.
Didn't you? Just play?
No, I did manage, yeah. No, I didn't, in effect, I was manager, but I didn't manage them. Mr. Pathetis. Done me like a kipper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Treated me like an absolute, the worst of the worst, mate.
Really?
Yeah, he was horrendous.
God, explain to me, do you want to talk about that? Or
what do you want to say?
He used to call me,
he'd come in, Jeff Pathetis gave me the job.
Yeah.
Theo walked away. I never took a job if Theo had been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Theo, 4 times, said to Theo, I rang Theo up because I knew his ego would not let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I rang him up 4 times and said, are you going? I'm going, I'm gone. Are you going? And the fourth time he went, don't fucking ring me again.
Yeah.
I've told you, I'm out of here. So I've sat down with Jeff, never had a contract, okay? So started to do some deals. They said to me, for every 800 grand you get rid of, you can keep 100. Oh. Okay, so basically what he did was let me and Jeff, the Patsies, get rid of all the players. It was time when the club was losing 5.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Under Theo. Okay, so he steps away, lets us do it. He comes back 2 weeks later. Right, dings Jeff. I later hear from Jeff that whoever was manager Jeff had employed would have gone because Theo didn't like Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff didn't like Theo.
So what were they related? Theo, was it Jeff Pathetis, did you say?
No, it's Jeff Burnage and Theo Pathetis. Just listen to me, it's fine. It's
I got confused. That's why you said Jeff Pathetis.
Yeah, no, it's difficult, isn't it?
I think you said Jeff Pathetis.
No, I didn't say Jeff
Pathetis. Okay, fair enough. I
said
back.
Theo Pathetis.
Okay,
when you do that, can you just rewind that when we do it?
We'll see it. We'll see
it.
Okay.
I'll apologise.
I'd love it if he said Jeff Pathetis.
I think he said Jeff Pathetis.
Fuck it, mate. You're only here for me again if I did.
He's not doing it.
I've got Steve, yes, you said Jeff.
Hey,
I've got Chopper on the line, £200 on Jeff Fafita.
So he comes back, right, 2 weeks later, he treats me, honestly, as bad. He used to have me in for 4 hours, he used to grill me. Yeah. He'd pull me down to his office, we'd go down to the basement, he'd grill me for 4 hours each Friday.
Yeah.
Right, it was bonkers, absolutely bonkers. So we played a game, we drew 2-2 against Gillingham. Never had a team. But we got rid of everybody at that stage. Drew Tor, he pulls me in, he goes, and I played sort of part of that game because we just didn't have any players. He went, not happy with that. He went, you should retire from playing. Now, I'll take the bit about the bollocks about the manager, but no one's going to tell me whether I should retire or not.
How old were you at this stage?
Only a pup, mate, about 30, 38, something like that. I just got, mate, I was top scoring in the championship. I was saying to him, believe it or not, Chopra. Yeah. I had 19 goals the previous year. I was second top scorer in the championship, 37. So he's telling me I should retire. I went, no, you ain't telling me nothing.
Yeah.
I'd had about enough from there. Anyway, so he tells me I'm sacked. Fuck off, you know, you do what you like now. I don't care, because it got to the stage where I couldn't deal with him anymore. He was a complete and utter toe rag.
Yeah.
It really was. What he'd done to me was, you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy. And what I think what it was it weren't because it was personal. It wasn't professional. You know when you do it professional, you know, okay, you don't want me here, but it got so personal what he did. So that's why it's a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth. Anyway, just to give you a little bit of an anecdote.
And what was Jeff Perfitt like?
Jeff Burnage, believe it or not, and I was disappointed in Jeff because Jeff should have gone, do you know what, Theo?
Yeah.
You can fuck Stepped off. In, yeah. Because basically, I employed him, but Jeff, rather than step into the breach and stand by me, preferred to stay as a director at Millwall rather than stand up and be counted. And that's what really disappointed me, you know. I wouldn't be like that. I'd either go, you know, you're wrong, and if you don't like it, I'll fuck off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I go to Sheffield Wednesday, right, for a trial, because I'm still fit and I can still play. First day I get there, Football Focus come down. Their manager's just won Manager of the Month, so they've got me to present the bottle. Okay. So I stand there, I shake his hand. It's on telly. Shake his hand. Give him the bottle. I get a tap on the shoulder. Right. I'm one of the Sheffield Wednesday boys. Bearing in mind, it's my first day there. Gives me a bottle. I thought that's lovely. The inscription on the bottle, manager for a month. I thought, you cheeky bastard. Manager for a month. Not manager of, I just manager for a month. You cheeky bastard on the table. Brilliant.
That's quality.
Millwall got relegated that season as well.
They did, yeah. He said they'd get relegated under me, and they fucking did, and I want that. Yeah, under Colin Lee and Tuttle, Dave Tuttle. But how could you put Dave Tuttle in front of me, mate? What fucking lunacy could do that?
I don't even know Jeff Tuttle is, mate.
Dave Tuttle.
Like, if you get sacked and you see him get relegated, is part of your life?
No, part of me was absolutely.
Kind of
but it's part of me still thinking, "Fuck you, I'm glad you've gone down." Yeah. And the other part of me is for the fans and the people who were magnificent to me. That gives you a little bit of a heavy heart, mate. So it was
a horrible bit. It was
almost two fingers to you, but I really feel for you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I thought that was like a proper podcast then, wasn't it? You do a bit of a punditry stuff, don't you?
No, I do a lot of it, actually.
Oh, okay,
mate,
you do quite
it.
All right, okay, fair enough. Do you shoot off immediately as well doing that for Scott?
I do, actually.
So, Steve,
you must have been there before.
Let's go to Steve Claridge. Oh, he's in the car.
No, that's happened.
But it's the final. The FA Cup has gone into penalty. Sorry, I've shot off. I've got a 3-minute run. Right, anyway, so basically,
you know
me
too well. Wonderful.
We do a commentary section where I pretend to be Jeff Stelling and these guys are at the grounds, and I go to an imaginary scenario, and then they tell me what's happening, so you can judge who's best from your professional experience in that field. Yeah, right. Okay, so Ian, you're up first.
Right, so
I'm gonna go. Remember, last week you was very high, so
raise the levels a little bit because he would send you.
Well, give me some tips and I'll put them into action.
Well, imagine you're watching a decent game and you're well into it and you're getting the tempo of the game.
Yeah, you're
don't start too high,
yeah, because he starts a bit too high and he gets too high like a little mouse. Right, Ian, this is you.
Okay.
They've just kicked off at Portman Road for Ipswich Town against Fulham, but we're hearing that the Fulham kit man has forgotten their kits. Hopefully, Ian Smith can tell us what's going on.
Oh, you won't believe this, Jeff. It's absolutely fucking awful. Fulham have got no kit on. They're playing in their underwear. Poor Scotty Parker is trying to draw it on in biro. It's not working. It's not sticking. He needs a Sharpie. It's unbelievable. Dembele's got his wife's underwear on. One of them's coming. Commando is regretting it now. He's flopping around like a horse pipe. It's currently 0-0, though. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Ian.
So I really got into it. Yeah. So the energy was there.
So what do you think, Claridge?
Well, firstly, that was fucking Chris Kamara the second, wasn't it? I'll be honest. Yeah. It was totally Chris Kamara. Yeah.
He's my main influence.
I'm not sure you need to get that excited about someone not having kit.
You told me to get excited
about something to get fucking excited about, not no kit. See, I'd have just gone, I'm sorry, but this is ridiculous. They have no kit. Go and find them some kit. That was fucking bonkers.
No, they've already kicked off with the no kit.
Why have they already kicked off with no kit?
I don't know, but that's the hypothetical situation.
It's not hypothetical. You're doing a commentary. It should be real.
Okay. All right, why should I do one for you?
I'm not doing one. I'm done the judge, you clown.
I'm the judge, you clown.
He's clearing all that. I'm the judge. Look, I'm the judge. You got Jimmy's one. I'm the judge. That's it.
No, let me do you one quickly. Come on, Steve.
No, I'm not doing one.
Okay, let me go.
No, no, no. That's a separate payment.
Who's at the dead?
That's a separate payment.
We go to Millwall now where Steve Claridge is there. And Millwall 3-0 down. And Theo Pathetas has subbed himself on.
Theo Pathetas has subbed himself on. And Theo Pathetas has gone forward with a corner. And the big centre half is marking Theo. Oh, he's caught him with an elbow. Nobody wants to see that, do they? Theo's gone down in a heap. We all think he's play acting the
fucking
cheating bastard. And the linesman, the ref, has sent Theo off for play acting. Fantastic refereeing. Goodbye and good riddance to bad rubbish.
Oh dear, I think we should end it here.
That's good.
You don't want to do one, do you, Jim?
No, do I, yeah.
Right, well, Steve Claridge.
Pleasure.
Right, he's off, he's standing up.
He's
off,
man.
See you later, mate.
He's out the door.
He's out the door.
He's out the door, boys and girls. He's gone. Has he gone?
He's gone.
That's it, he's gone. What the fucking Menlo podcast? Fucking hell. He was angry, wasn't he?
He was very angry.
Fucking crackers, wasn't he? Is he still with a frog?
Right, so that Steve's gone home.
Yeah,
and
just left.
We've all got an headache.
Yeah, he just ran out, though.
He just ran away.
Like, don't say goodbye.
What we want to do, though, is now we're going to get the sound man to rewind back and see if he said Jeff Pathetas. So off you go, sound man.
Jeff Pathetas gave me the job.
Yep, there it is, Jeff Pathetas.
I told you he said it.
I was like, oh, my brother said or something.
We've got to get that trending. Hashtag Jeff Pathetas.
He's so just short. He talks so fucking quick. His problem. He don't know what he's saying out
I've got such an headache. You were quite quiet for it. You couldn't. You was mesmerised.
I couldn't talk.
Get a word in. But I liked it like that. I liked it. It was. He's a strange odd character, wasn't he?
I liked him.
Yeah.
Full of energy.
Full tracksuit as well.
Full tracksuit.
Full kit.
He was in full Salisbury tracksuit, wasn't he?
Yeah. A load of my mates say he's a piker. He looks like a proper stig, doesn't he? Doesn't he? You can imagine him with his Sierra Cosworth outside just running. You can imagine him.
That's why he played for so long, isn't it? Yeah, well, that energy went down the league. Yeah.
How old is he now?
40. Oh, God, I don't know.
We didn't even ask him.
40, no, it was 45 at his last club, about 48.
Yeah,
so then he finished playing a few years ago.
Cool, don't we know it.
What's it like in the lower leagues compared to the Prem? Because you was at MK Dons, was your lowest league, wasn't it?
No, I played in... I started at Grays Inn.
Oh,
North
yeah,
League.
Of course.
So I played Ryman Premier. Yeah. Then I played Ryman Premier South. Then I went to First Division.
Because they say you get more time on the ball, lower leagues.
Well, Rob, that's a big question you always get asked. A load of my mates played non-league.
Yeah.
Likes Jamie Ann, people like that, who's a favourite of mine. And the biggest question they say, you know, in the Premier League, you know when you make it in the Premier League, you get more time on the ball, and it really fucks me up.
so you get more time on the ball in the Premier League?
That's what they say, and it's easier to play in the Premier League. That's what...
Really?
That's a known fact. When you come up through the leagues, when I was playing for Peterborough, a lot of the boys there fancy themselves as players, and they'd go, oh, if you ever made it in Premier, you get a lot more time on the ball. And believe me, one day I got to the Premier League, as you know, and you bollocks get more time on the ball. You have the likes of Stevie G wanting to snap you in half. So my first Premier League game, I'm against Chelsea at Wigan. So I'm thinking, boy, did you get more time? Let's have a look at this. Get the ball on the edge of the box. Who's up behind me? Crespo, crunch, and that. I'm saying, you don't get more time. That's a blag. That is one blag. So any of you listening to this that do play football, and believe me, and when people say you get more time on the ball, that's bollocks. That is the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard.
Is it that it's quicker and your first touch needs to be perfect, basically?
And also the players you're playing against are better.
Yeah.
So they read you a lot quicker. I played against Steve, and the reason why I brung Stevie G up, Stevie G and Paul Scholes are the best two at that. You know, in the second div, you give someone, or in the Ryman Prem, for example, you give someone a drop your left shoulder, they'll go to a Mars bar. It's embarrassing. It won't get back in a fucking grand. All you got to do is drop the left shoulder.
One step over and
you
they're gone.
Fucking Stevie, three step overs, Anna Cruyff, and he'll read it. There you go, oh, yeah, I knew that was coming, Jim. See you later. And just absolutely wallop you. That's the difference. The players are so much better. And that's why I had to improve quickly to play Premier League.
Because you've got your vets team now, though, haven't you?
Play vet. Yeah, I love it. Because what it does, it gives them players that used to mouth off that they could play Premier League to show me what they've actually got in front of me. And they're shit.
Are you the best player then?
Yeah, by mile. Are you joking? Lee Bowyer plays for us.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he played a couple of games. We've gone out, I think we've played 15 games this season and we've lost one. So we're good. We're decent.
Imagine that though,
team.
To play in your Saturday team and then Lee Bowyer and Jimmy Bullard turn up.
I know. But the problem you got, vets, right? We're 30, you've got to be 35 and above. So we've just all, I'd say nine of us are 35, 36.
All right.
We've got a couple of 45, 50 year olds. But the other teams we play against, they're all 50. So,
it's a bit unfair.
It's a little bit of a joke, We've won 14-15-0 a couple of times, but we've had a couple of good games. 4-5-0. Yeah, we've had a couple of good games. I can mean 4-5-7-0.
What's the most goals you've scored in a match?
Well, we had a game the other week. This is embarrassing. We went over to Clapham Common, right? Gone over there, pitches are shit. The team's like, get on this, right? The team ain't even put the nets up yet, and the ref hasn't turned up. So they've got their own ref pulled on. He said, I'm only playing half hour each way. You're late. I said, you didn't even have the fucking nets. What do you mean we're late? He said, we usually play without nets here. That's an absolute joke. So we played half an hour each way and we won 16-0.
Do you think they knew they were going to lose? So they just thought, let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, they were so shit, man. Oh, they were so bad,
Do you get any people like...
At one point, they had 11 men. At one point, we let three of their subs come on. They played with like 40. But I love it. It gives me an opportunity to play with all my mates as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the funny thing. You know, you turn up, the pitch is shit, you haven't got a ref, and but every now and then you turn up against a good team like Defiance, and the game, what you just said was absolute, it's unbelievable. It's like people flying in.
Was that your ground or their ground?
Bowyer, right? Some geezer's up me in the centre of the park. I've gone running through, he's up me, slide tackle. It weren't that bad, to be fair. Yeah. So I've got up, had a free kick, whatever. 5 minutes later, this bloke's running off the pitch. Bowyer's just thought, I know what Bowyer's like. He's going to snap him. I thought, Bowyer, don't do this, please. He's run up behind him. The ball's off. He's just gone, wallop, clumped him.
Really?
Nearly broke his leg. I was like, oh.
You do that, though.
What's Lee Bowyer like?
Any level, like, even if you're playing at school, if someone tackles you, later in the game, you just know, 10 minutes' time, I want to fuck you up. As soon as they've got the ball, people go
Bowyer's
after
the
him,
worst
mate.
I've ever played with that.
Really?
But he said,
why don't we get him on the show?
We'll try, but he'd probably end up having a fight. Like, do you remember when he had a fight?
He can't decide me any more than Joe Jordan did.
Oh, yeah, he had a fight.
Do you remember when he had a fight?
Pitch,
Kieran Dyer on
the
pitch. Both of them in the same team. That's what he's like. He's a lovely man, but he's just got that switching.
I don't understand how, if he's on, they're on the same team.
Yeah.
There's 40,000 people looking at you. Wouldn't there just be a bit of you that's like, we're doing this after.
Yeah,
I think
Bowes
went with
Kieran Dyer's mum.
Someone in the first.
I think Bowes went with Kieran Dyer's mum.
What?
That can't really go in, can it?
What? Are you joking?
Yeah, of course I'm joking. I've got a story now. I've got a story about, this is a true story. I can't name names, but when I was playing at Ipswich, there's this other player, and I won't name names for certain reasons. Yeah. And he was injured on the bed. And I come in, and this other player that was also... I was injured, this other player was injured, so there's three of us. And this third player was... He'd always watch us get an ice machine on. And when you go in this ice machine, you're on the bed for 20 minutes at least, right? And then he'd shoot off.
So he's like perv on you, and then
me and the other players looking at each other, what's he up to? So one day, we went follow him. So I followed him, right? I followed him one day and he drove out the training ground. I followed him home. He went to this house and all that. And I knew the house. So I followed it. I come back to the training ground. And the other player on the bench went, where did he go? And I went, you wouldn't believe it. He's only kept going back to your house.
Just waiting so he knew he'd be there for 20 minutes and go around and
One you took. But you took. How did you tell, like...
What did the bloke say?
He said, oh, I just wanted to bash him up. It all went off, didn't it?
Yeah, but how did you tell him? Because if you're like...
He said, where's he been? I said, you wouldn't believe he's been around your ass.
Like, that's how you brought the news to him.
Sorry to say.
Oh, no. How did he react? Did he have a fight with him?
He just reacted, grabbed him around the head and punched him.
Oh.
Exactly how he reacted. Yeah. But yeah, good one, wasn't it?
And you can't tell us who that was?
Not really, no.
Wow. Oh, no, it is. You tell us after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
See you next week.
Brilliant. Cheers, that guy. See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugs your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew.
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.